وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة كل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Inshallah, a few questions before we start the new lesson. First question is about the necessity. What is darura? What is the darura? Today you see many people doing something which originally it is agreed upon to be haram, to be unlawful. Then when they are asked, they say it's darura because it's a necessity. It's a necessity, that's what they say. For instance, the cooperation with the people of innovation, ta'awun ma'ahal bid'ah, making da'wah with the people of innovation, they say it's a necessity. Collecting money from them, they say it's a necessity. And taking houses, businesses through a way of riba, usually they say is necessity. What is the necessity? Naam. Naam, Aba Ali. أعيد, say again. أيوة, أن يبلغ الإنسان حدا يخشى على نفسه الهلاك, الهلاك اللي هو الموت. طيب, أو ما يشبه الموت أو أحد الأعضاء, أن يفقد أحد الأعضاء. طيب, فوات الأعضاء. طيب, هذا هو. Ahsant, you're right. The necessity, Sheikh Sulaiman said that the person to be in a state he fear for his life. يخشى على نفسه الهلاك. If he doesn't commit this impermissible things, this unlawful things, he doesn't drink alcohol, for instance, he fear and is a reality that he's gonna die. This is a necessity. He fear for his life. Also, he fear for one of his limbs. He fear for one of his limbs. They say if you don't, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, praise an idol, they're gonna cut his hand. They threw his eye. They cut his limbs. Now he's in a state of necessity. Or مَا يُشْبِهُ الْهَلَاكُ, what looks like, what represents, what look like death, which is to lose the four necessary things, to lose his deen, to lose his aql, to lose his aql means his intellect, to lose his nasal means his office brain. He will never give birth, he will never give baby, he will never child, and to lose all of his wealth, all his money, all his property is going to go away. If he doesn't commit this haram, this is in a state of necessity. This is in a state of necessity. The necessity has conditions too. When this necessity is there, there's also conditions. Who mentioned one of it? Yes, that it is practice, realities. It's not something person يتوهمه. What's yatawahamu in English? Yes? Delusion. Delusion. Somebody who run from his shade, as they say. Yes. He has two cards. One card, his real name is there, Muslim name. When he see you are a Muslim. Non-Muslim is coming to him, he change it. He show you the other one. Something else is written, Smith or John or Mike, whatever. Akhi, why are you doing that? He fear. He said, I am in a state of necessity. disease in America. Some people, when they live in the Muslim country, they leave the hijab. Some women, all of them. Sister, what happened? I'm going to country where the hijab is. So necessity has to be reality, something existing. Also, نعم. أحسنت بارك الله فيك محمد. There's no, there shouldn't be a way to stay to ماذا. You should have a way out. You should have another way to ماذا, to be in out of the state of necessity without committing the crime, without committing the haram. So if there is another way without doing the haram things, like you can make a business, you can make money, buy a house. You can do that. Yes, you are now in a state of necessity to have house. Yani, a house is going to be al-hajjatu shadida. Come to that. Okay. So you shouldn't have, there is no necessity in order to fall into the unlawful things. There shouldn't be a way to stay away from the haram and at the same time to be out of the necessary situation. The third, أحسنت. The necessity, ماذا? You are الضرورة تقدر بقدرها. Don't exceed the limit. Don't exceed the limit. By the time the necessity situation is removed, then go back to the origin. That thing is not allowed. Stay away from it. Not the person will remain always in a state of necessity. Even if his income increase, his livelihood is changed, mashallah, still in state of necessity. La. Just like orphan, do you remain always orphan? Or orphan has certain age? Certain age. Otherwise, everybody will be orphan, or his father died, even the 80 years old. No, 80 years old is not orphan. Orphan is the one until he reaches the age of puberty. After that, he's no orphan. He doesn't take the rules of orphan. Even somebody keeping his wealth, he has to hand it to him, hand over to him. طيب. Okay, barakallah. Then the sheikh said, "Wal aslu fi adatina." Also, before I forget, the ulama, they say, there is other situation, also it is allowed haram, even though the person is not in a state of necessity. He is in a state of al-hajjatu shadida, a severe need. A severe need. Yeah, severe need. Halatu haraj shadid. He will be in a difficult. He's not losing his life. He's not losing one of his limbs. He's not losing ماذا, his intellect, his religion. He's not losing his office brain. He's not losing all of his wealth. But he's going to be in a very difficult situation. He's going to be in a very difficult situation. Like somebody doesn't have a place to sleep. He's homeless. All his stuff, they put him outside. This person is in a state of necessity. If there is no other way to be avoid that, حالة شديدة, ضرورة, ماذا الحاجة, ماذا, what was the principle? Remember the قاعدة. نعم أخي. الضرورات تبيع المحظورات. هذا بالنسبة للضرورات وبالنسبة للحاجات. الحاجة تنزل منزلة الضرورة. الحاجة تنزل منزلة حالة شديدة. الحاجة الشديدة. الحرج. حرج شديد. رفع الله عن عباده الحرج وما عليك وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج. Then the Sheikh said, والأصل في عاداتنا الإباحة حتى يجيء صارف الإباحة وليس مشروعا من الأمور غير الذي في شرعنا مذكور وسائر الأمور كالمقاصد واحكم بهذا الحكم للزوائد. The Sheikh said, والأصل في عاداتنا الإباحة, the devolved ruling with regard to our customs is permissibility until in its evidence comes changing the permissibility. والأصل, the origin, the rule, the preselected option is عاداتنا الإباحة. Our customs are permissible. What people accustom in their eating, in their dress, in their hair, in their way of life, in their interaction, the origin is to be permissible. The custom of that country is different. The custom of that country, the way they dress is different. The way they dress is different. The way they eat is different. How they cook the food is different. How they build a house is different. How they shop is different. Their market, how they build is a custom, which custom means what's originally intended for dunya. The custom is what's originally sought for worldly life. For worldly life, not for a religion. That's the custom. That's the ada. The ibadah is the opposite. The ibadah, the act of worship originally is meant for akhirah, for the hereafter, fi sabilillah. But the custom originally is for worldly benefits. It's a worldly benefit. It benefits the people. That's why they have this custom. They eat this food. They dress this same way. They have. They play this way. So the origin is to be allowed. حتى يجيء صارف الإباحة, until evidence comes changing the permissibility. Until حتى يجيء, until it comes صارف الإباحة, what divert the permissibility, what takes away the permissibility and make it impermissibility until it's established. This is this قاعدة. Is الأصل في العادات الإباحة. The origin, the rule of the ibadah, the custom of the people. What's custom? What's عادة? ما يعتاده الناس. What people, they regularly do it. عادة is a part of their life. They do it. The things they do it is called عادة. The rule is permissible, is allowed. That's the origin. Unless it's proof, there is a proof showing it's not allowed. Yes. For instance, in some people, the women, they dress certain way. Then that way, the origin is permissible. But if that way contradicts to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, مخالف للشرع, now this ada is not allowed. Because it contradicts to the sharia. And if it contradicts to the sharia, it has to be harm. Whether people know or not, it has to be harmful things. If it contradicts to the Islamic, to the Islamic legislation. So the ada, the custom of the people is two types, sahih, permissible. This is what doesn't contradict to the religion. It doesn't contradict to the religion. And there's a difference between contradiction and going along with the religion. Contradiction is different than going along with the religion. Obey the Muslim leader in that which doesn't contradict to the religion. It's different in that which goes along with the religion. Like when you are in a stop sign, the red sign, or the speed limit. When you're driving this street, don't speed more than 40 miles per hour. Is this something against the religion? Okay? Is there a proof in the religion saying that specific thing is permissible? Ayah and hadith, when you're driving Memorial Drive 40 miles per hour, is there ayah showing that? Hadith showing that? لا. But does it contradict us? The ayah and the Quran and the sunnah? Is there something saying, no, don't do that? Yes? No. It doesn't contradict to the religion. If a Muslim leader orders, it's going to be wajib. Because it doesn't contradict to the religion. Even though there is no ayah, there is no hadith showing do that specific. Because the origin, this is mubah. طيب. And there is a custom which is not allow it because it's harmful. It's harmful. Some people, they accustom type of game to hit one another. Boxing. Somebody has to lose after time his brain. This is the way the people, they like this game. Everyone look in the other one. When he look the other side, he break his neck. This is a custom. Some people, they like this game, right? Is it allowed Islamically? La. It's not allowed. Harmful things. It harm people. People, their life, their blood, their body is sacred. Who allow you to kill this person and to cut his nose? Who allow you? So some people, they take this as a custom. It's not a custom. This is against Mada because this is harmful. The Sharia, every harmful thing is forbidden. Every beneficial thing is it permits. Tayyib. Now, in some people, they say our custom is women, they don't have to cover their neck. This is our custom. In our community, women doesn't have to cover her neck from the foreigner. Actually, I was in an environment, a woman, until she get married, she never cover her hair. Can you believe that? That's their custom. Custom. Until she get married. How you know she get married, this woman? When she take hijab. Other than that, her hair is open, braided. Big woman, 25, 28. I saw with my own eyes, 24. But I was young. So, ala kul hal, so this is their ada. Their ada, this is their custom. Is that allowed? No, because it contradicts to the religion. But the custom is which is not harmful. It doesn't contradict to the religion. The origin, the rule is that it is permissible. How they leave their hair grow up. This origin is permissible. How they dress. Okay. Because this is dunya. Allah mentioned in Quran, وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allah create for you everything on the earth. So if there is doubt, if this custom permissible or not permissible, what is the ruling? Yes? Abshir, what is the ruling? If there is doubt, is this custom permissible or not permissible, what is the ruling? It is permissible. Ahsant. Al-yaqeen la yazul bi-shakl. So the default ruling, the origin ruling is a branch from the general principle. Al-yaqeen la yazul bi-shakl. So that is the origin. If people differ, this food, is it allowed, is not allowed? For instance, what's the rule of slaughtering an animal, okay? Slaughtering an animal, and right there eating the meat. Right there, cutting the shoulder and eating it. What's the rule of that? Abu Bakr, you ever did that? Eat meat without cooking. You eat before? Yeah. Allahu Akbar, I never did it. Tayyib, barakallahu fiqh. So some people, they eat it. They slaughter the animal, they just remove the skin, take the blood out, put salt, and eat it right away. People are different. To me, I can't even look at it. But it is halal, it's lawful. If it's not harmful, it is allowed. Anyone who says it's not allowed, he needs to bring a proof. مَا كَرِهْتَهُ فَدَعُهُ وَلَا تُحَرِّمُهُ عَلَى أَحَدٍ. What you dislike, leave it. But don't forbid it. Sometimes you find something you dislike it. But you don't have a proof to reject it, leave it. Don't follow desire. Don't tell other people you can't do that. Simply because you don't like it. One time Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, Khalid bin Walid was eating. What was he eating? Yes? الضب was English? Lizard. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was looking at him. Khalid, he said, is it haram? Is it not allowed? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, is allowed, but that his people, they don't eat it. So the origin is the custom, what people do it for worldly life, and it's beneficial, no contradiction to the religion, it's halal, it's lawful. Anyone who says it's not lawful, he is required to bring proof. Otherwise, leave the people, have their life and their fun. Then the Sheikh said, that's about dunya. How about the religion? He said, وَلَيْسَ مَشْرُوعًا مِنَ الْأُمُورِ غَيْرُ الَّذِي فِي شَرْعِنَا مَذْكُورِ أي مَذْكُورٌ. No matter is legislated other than what's mentioned in our legislation. وَلَيْسَ مَشْرُوعًا مِنَ الْأُمُورِ No matter is legislated غَيْرُ الَّذِي فِي شَرْعِنَا مَذْكُورُ other than what's mentioned in our legislation. The Sheikh says, no matter means religious affairs is allowed except what's mentioned in the legislation. So, al-asl fi al-ibadat, al-tawqif. The rule and the default ruling of the act of worship is impermissible. Don't do any act of worship unless you have what? Proof. Is that clear? If people, they differ, is this ibadah, act of worship, allowed or not allowed? What's the ruling? Yes? Not allowed. Allahu Akbar. You have this principle, Allah give you big ilm, big knowledge. Any issue, you go back to the origin. What's the origin? We studied the book of Sheikh Sa'd. And stick to that origin. And don't allow to be shaken until you see a proof. Tayyib. So he said, no matter is legislated other than what's mentioned in our religion, our legislation. So when it's coming to the ibadah, an act of worship, there has to be proof for it. For customs, open. Pakistani Muslims, they have their custom. Americans, they have their custom. Chinese, they have their custom, it's open. Allah created the earth for everybody. Of course, to worship Him alone. Who misuse that, he will pay the price on the day of judgment, so Allah doesn't forgive him. And that forgiveness for the believers only, not for the disbelievers. Tayyib. As for religion, la. Because of many, many texts. So there's no good innovation in Islam. An act of worship has to have a proof. I was listening to one of the Sufi Sheikh saying, celebration for the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is allowed. Why? He said, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't say, don't celebrate for my birthday. He said, Wahhabiya. Who you mean Wahhabiya? He said, bring one proof. He said, bring one proof, one ayah, one hadith, where Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't celebrate for my birthday. If you bring it, we leave it. How do you answer to him? By the way, what do they mean Wahhabi? Who is Wahhabi? Anyone of you Wahhabi? I'm not Wahhabi. Yes. What do they mean Wahhabi? Wahhabi, really, and it's a real meaning, it is correct meaning, Allahu Akbar, is honor, is biggest honor. You to be ascribed to Allah. Wahhab is the name of Allah. Wahhab is the name of Allah. Rabbani. You being attached to Allah, his name, Wahhab. Shafi'i, ascribe to who? Imam Shafi, Hanbali, Hanafi, Maliki, Pakistani, Kuwaiti, Misri, ascribe to a country, ascribe to a people. So, Salafi, what is that? Ascribe to a Salaf. It's honor to be Salafi, right? To say I'm Salafi, is it honor or shame? It's honor. It's honor because you ascribe yourself to the Salaf of Salih. Okay? So how about Wahhabi? It's honor. But these people, that's not what they mean. It's slandering. This is what from their mistakes. You're using the name of Allah. You're ascribing the name of Allah to somebody and you are doing that to blame him, to defame him. This is because they have too much envy. They are not thinking about what they say in it. On the other hand, on the top of that, Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, who they mean the followers of Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab. Sheikh Muhammad, his name is Muhammad. They rather would have said Muhammadi, Muhammadiyun. That would have made sense, right or wrong. That's not Sheikh Muhammad. Muhammad's name is not Wahhab. Even his father is not named, his name is not Wahhab. Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab. His father is Abdul Wahhab. Say Ubaydin if you want, even. Astaghfirullah. So in any meaning, they're wrong to use the word Wahhab when they're talking about the followers of Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab. First, is the name of Allah. Second, it's not the name of Sheikh Muhammad. Third, it's not the name of Sheikh Muhammad's father. It's not the name of Sheikh Muhammad's, any of Sheikh Muhammad's ancestors or sheikhs. It is Allah, his name, subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the top of that, if somebody follows Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, because Sheikh Muhammad, he called people to Quran and Sunnah, to the manhaj Salaf al-Salih, what is the shame? Say Shafi is not shame, it's not blameworthy, rather it's praiseworthy. You're not blindly following. So how about ala kulli hal? Anyway, so that person, he said, bring one proof from Quran and Sunnah that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't celebrate from my birthday. What is the answer? Anyone who have one hadith? Naam. Ahsant. Barakallahu fi. Okay, this person now is like he doesn't know the principles. The ulama, they agree on al-asl fil ibadat at-tawakuf. Tawqif, the origin, the default ruling of the act of worship is to stay away from it without proof. وَلَيْسَ مَشْرُوعًا مِنَ الْأُمُورِ غَيْرُ الَّذِي فِي شَرْعِنَا مَذْكُورُ. So you bring a proof saying celebration for the birthday of Prophet is permissible. You bring a proof. Don't ask the one who says is not allowed a proof. You understand or not? Somebody in Isha prayer, he raises two hands. You saw him raising his hands, two hands up all the way to the sky. You tell him, Akhi, don't do this. Put your hand down when you're praying. He says, give me a proof from Quran and Sunnah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, Prophet said, don't raise your hands up when you are in Isha prayer. La, you're wrong. You are doing an act of worship. You are required to bring a proof. So first answer, the one who says celebration of the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is allowed, he is required to bring proof. Another answer, yes, we have also. There's a clear text. You are not allowed to celebrate for the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa raddun." How you say in English, "Man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna"? Yes. Who is good in English? Man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna. Whoever does an action doesn't match our, yes, not from our affairs. هذا من أحدث في أمرنا ما ليس منه. That is من أحدث في أمرنا ما ليس منه. This is different. من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا. Yes. Whoever does an action which is not legislated. Ahsanta. Abu Hammam, he reminded me. Whoever does an action, ليس عليه أمرنا. Our command, our order is not on it. We don't order it. من عمل عملا, whoever does an action, ليس عليه أمرنا. أي ليس أمرنا عليه. How you translate ليس أمرنا عليه؟ Our command is not on it. Our command, our order is not upon it. من عمل عملا, whoever, من اسمه ماذا؟ من عمل عملا, ما هذا النوع؟ هذا اسم من عمل عملا. ما هذا النوع من الاسم من الأسماء؟ نعم, اسم موصول الذي عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد, هذا اسم موصول أم ماذا؟ أو اسم شرط؟ نعم, اسم شرط. فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره. من عمل صالحا فلنفسه. على كل حال, so whether it's اسم موصول or اسم شرط, هذا من أسماء العموم. من is general, whoever, male, female, Muslim, non-Muslim, anybody. عمل عملا, he does عملا. عمل is نكرة في سياق شرط تفيد العموم. Any action, whoever does any action, whatever the action may be, ليس عليه أمرنا, our order, our command is not on it. We didn't order it. We didn't command it. فهو رد, he will have it rejected. Is that clear? Hadith Sahih Muslim. The Arabic meaning is clear. I don't know if my translation is wrong. Anyone who does an action, we didn't order it. Our command, our stamp is not on it. Will have it rejected. اسم موصول. أحسنت, بارك الله فيك. Yes, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمر, ليس أمرنا عليه, ليس. أيوة, أوكي أوكي. نعم نعم قتادة, أحسنت, بارك الله. Whoever does an action within a command will have it rejected. Whoever does an action within a command will have it rejected. Now, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded to celebrate for his birthday. Can he say that? Can anybody say that Prophet commanded to celebrate for his birthday? No. If he says that, where is the ayah, where is the hadith? Now it's you who are required to bring the proof, not the opposite. Not the opposite. طيب. So this hadith is enough. من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. أبلغ من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه. وإن كان المعنى سواء. من أحدث, قد يقال أنا ما أحدثت, أنا متبع له. لكن هذا من عمل عملا. قطع النظر هو أحدث أو ماذا؟ استنى بما استنى به من قبله من الضالين. طيب, an ayat, ayah in Quran, who tell us ayah in Quran showing the meaning of this. Allahu Akbar. Ayah in Quran, verse from Quran showing the meaning of this hadith. أحسنت, أم لهم شركاء شرعوا له من الدين ما لم يأذن به الله. Do they have rivals with Allah who legislate for them from the religion that which Allah didn't order, didn't permit it? استفهام إنكاري. اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء. Follow what has been revealed to you from your Lord, don't follow anything else. What was revealed from Allah? القرآن والحكمة. القرآن والحكمة, القرآن والسنة. So there's no good innovation in Islam. Every year this month, people celebration, some Muslim come to, they take off. If you don't do that, you hate the messenger. Wahhabi, he hate the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why celebration for the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bothers you? It's a sign of love and honor. Christians, they do that for Christmas. Make houses light, Messenger Muhammad is bigger than Prophet Isa. Why you don't do that? Okay, you do that because of religion? Yes. Okay, good. Because of religion, right? Not because of dunya. Because of religion. Who is better religion, you and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He must say, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Did he celebrate? The answer is no. How with his companion, all of them, Khulafa al-Rashidun? No. Tabi'un, tabi'u, tabi'un. How about the four imams? Imam Malik, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad. Did they ever celebrate? Never. How about Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Nasa'i, Ibn Majah? Never. How about the first 300 years? Khayrun nas qarni. ثم الذين يرونه ثم الذين the best of the people he said in my time than those who follow than those who follow none of them did so you love the religion more than them that, is that possible لا but the innovation is subhanallah it beautify shaitan beautify then the sheikh said so no good innovation Islam no good innovation Islam They bring ayah, they bring hadith, using as a proof that it showed the celebration of the birth of the Prophet ﷺ. Okay, if these verses, these hadith, these narrations would show the permissibility of the celebration of the birth of the Prophet ﷺ and being from a religion, being an act of worship, who was supposed to apply those ayah, those hadith? Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Then, his companion. When they didn't apply, we know the verses, the hadith, that's not the meaning. Someone says to you now, we have to make, after the mandatory prayer, collective dua, imam make dua for us, we say ameen. This is the case of every, some masajidis. After every mandatory prayer, assalamu alaikum, next thing you wait, imam raising his hand, ameen, ameen, ameen. Why are you doing this? They say, because Allah commanded to make dua. And after salah, dua is accepted. What else do you want? Okay. Allah command? Yes. Did the messenger obey Allah? Yes. Very good. Did he did that? After mandatory prayer, he made collective dua for sahaba? No. The verse doesn't show that. The narration doesn't show that. It's not enough to bring ayah, to bring hadith. It must match what you're using for it. Is that understandable? Hamza, if I tell you now, give me your imama. Why? Because Allah said, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ. قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Allah said, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Haqq, truth. But what that has to do with the imama? Yes, you recite ayat, you recite this hadith. What that has to do with what you're using for it? Then the Shaykh, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, وَصَائِرُ الْأُمُورِ كَالْمَقَاصِدِ وَحْكُمْ بِهَذَا الْحُكْمِ لِلزَّوَائِدِ The meanest of matters. Means have the ruling of the objectives, of the goals. Apply this ruling for additional actions, means related to the maqsad. The Shaykh said, wasail umur, the means of matters. The means of matters. Have the ruling of the objectives. The means to objective has the same ruling of the objective itself. The means to a goal, you have a goal, you have objective, you have a goal. The means to that goal, to that objective, take the same ruling of that objective. Likewise, apply the same ruling for additional actions, means the actions relate to that after doing it. For instance, now you leave your house, you go into the masjid. Masjid, going to the masjid to pray in the masjid is maqsad. This is the objective. This is the goal. Okay. What is that goal? If you are close to the masjid, it's a mandatory. If you are far from the masjid, it's mustahab, it's sunnah. For the male, sunnah. Okay. The means to the masjid, you are not in the masjid, you are in your house, you are outside the masjid. Means to the masjid, to go to the masjid, if it's a mandatory to pray in the masjid, that means is a mandatory. Praying in the masjid is ibadah, act of worship. The means to that ibadah is ibadah, is an act of worship. praying in the masjid for the one next to the masjid is a mandatory. Mean the means to that, to the masjid, is a mandatory. The one far from the masjid, praying in the masjid is mustahab, is sunnah. The means to the masjid is sunnah. Likewise, when going back from the masjid to the origin, take the same ruling of going to the masjid. If going to the masjid is a mandatory, and it has the right of, was wajib, you get the reward of mandatory when you go back from the masjid to your home. Okay, somebody left here to Umrah or to make Hajj. If Hajj is mandatory on him, going to the Hajj, the means to the Hajj, airplane tickets, or train, or car, or walking, those means are mandatory on him. Because he cannot make Hajj without that means. So that means is a mandatory on him. And it is an act of worship. Likewise, after he performed Hajj, until he go back to, he's an act of worship. He get the same reward of going to the Hajj. So leaving the Hajj back home has the same reward of leaving home to the Hajj. Because this means to the ibadah, and that means going back from the ibadah. So there is what's called maqasid, and there is wasail, and there is zawaid. Maqasid is the objective. It is the goal. Wasail is the means to that objective. Zawaid is the additional, which relate to that. So it takes the same ruling. Someone left here, he went to Canada. He went to Canada because there's big collab there. He left from here. Going to the collab there in Canada, what's the rule of it? Is that allowed? It's not allowed. The means he takes is not allowed either. From time he leave Canada, he go back where he's in sin. Unlike the one who went to the Hajj. So the Sheikh said, wasail umuri kal maqasid. The meanness of matters is like the objective is. وَحْكُمْ بِهَذَا الْحُكْمِ. Apply this ruling لِلزَوَائِدْ for additional actions related to the to that objective. So a means to act of worship is act of worship. A means to custom to go to the playground to play basketball is permissible, it's mubah. It's not act of worship, it's a custom. Playing is custom. It's a custom and it's allowed. It's allowed to play basketball, it's allowed to play game, it's allowed as long you don't involve haram and it doesn't take too much. It doesn't take a lot of time because usually it takes a lot of time, you neglect some of the rights. But the origin is allowed, playing. Okay, so going to there, the means is allowed. It's not ibadah, it's a custom. Likewise, when you come back, the same ruling. Here we mention hadith showing that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this hadith collected by Imam Ahmad min hadith Uqba bin Amir radiyallahu anhu Shaykh al-Ban authenticated Sahih al-Jami 484. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إذا تطهر رجل, when a man, here means the person, he make tahara, he take wudu, he take ghusl, whatever, he prepare himself for salah, ثم أتى المسجد, he come to the masjid, يرعى الصلاة, he wants the masjid, he wants the prayer. That's his intention, leaving his, making tahara, all the way to the masjid, is to pray salah. كتب له كاتباه أو كاتبه بكل خطوة يخطوها إلى المسجد عشر حسنات. The angel, the rider, the two riders, or one rider, or either the Prophet ﷺ said two, or he said one, the one who ride the deeds, will write for him 10 hasanat every step he takes to the masjid. So now this is what? Is this objective or is a means? Yes? This is a means. This is a means. Okay. وَالْقَاعِدُ يَرْعَى الصَّلَاةَ كَالْقَانِدِ. The one who's sitting in the masjid, waiting the prayer, he's like someone in prayer. Okay, the one who's sitting in the masjid, waiting the salah, iqamah to be made, is he in the objective or he is still in the means? He is still in the means. He's still in the means. But remember, the means of sitting in the masjid, Prophet ﷺ considered it kalqan, it's like he is praying now. So the means sitting in the masjid has bigger reward than the means leaving the masjid, leaving home and going to the masjid. Both are means to the salah, but when you are in the masjid, kalqanit. Then what he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَيُكْتَبُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ مِنْ حِينِ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْتِي حَتَّى يَرْجِعِ إِلَيْهِ. And he will be considered from those who are in salah, from those who are praying, from the time he leave his house until he go back to it. From the time he leave his house until he go back to it. So even going back, take the rule of ibadah. So here you have wasila, the means to the masjid. And you have another wasila sitting in the masjid until the salah is started. And then you have the maqsad, the objective, which is salah itself. And then you have the zawaid, the additional, which is going back to home. All that you are in act of worship, but some of it has bigger reward than the other. The salah itself has bigger reward. Being in the masjid and waiting the salah, next reward. After salah, sitting in the masjid and making tasbih has bigger reward. Then going to the masjid and leaving the masjid. Going to the masjid has bigger reward than leaving the masjid. But all you get a reward. You are in act of worship. Because some of it is a means, and the more the means close to the objective, the stronger. So this hadith shows the qa'ida wasail umuri kal maqasid wahkum bihadha al-hukm lil-zawa'id. Therefore, subhanallah, sometimes you are considering you are in act of worship when you are in salah in the masjid. MashaAllah, today I was in the masjid too. You are not thinking about going to the masjid, the time you went to the masjid. You are not thinking about the time you left the masjid back to your office, back to your work, back to your house. You were in act of worship. So someone who go to the masjid 5 times, on his way to the masjid is 15 minutes, going back another 15 minutes, 30 minutes, in the masjid, in salah, 15 minutes, how much, 45 minutes, and then after salah, remaining there, making tasbih, as long as you remain there, angels make dua for you, Allah forgive you, Allah accepts repentance. It's almost an hour. There are 5 prayers, 5 hours in ibadah. You'll be very happy on the day of judgment. We ask Allah al-Karim to give us good ending. Wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala Muhammad. And we stop here, this book, inshallah. We go back to our regular classes from tomorrow night, inshallah. We resume when there is another time, inshallah, suitable. So it's half of the book, alhamdulillah. Wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala Muhammad wa ala sahbihi ajma'in.